Praise the Lord. We are brethren. Nobody is saying a praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I think I'm in Africa. So last, on June 18th, 20 years have completed since we stepped into Africa. Place that we love, especially the people and the ministries that God has entrusted us. What you saw just now, it's all about last 10 months work that we have been, God has been doing through us. So just before we went last trip, so I came here, requested for prayers. This was the longest trip in 45 trips, starting from 2009 in Malawi. We thought that it is going to be very easy and without much challenges. But this was the most challenging trip ever. It took toll on our body, and there was so many problems. But when we left a few weeks before, we left very happy. So we had to reset the ministry. Because we stayed long time, God has taught us where we need to work hard, where we need to do the corrections, and who will have heart for the ministry. And we were working so hard last 20 years. And if you just visit, you may not know that. But if you at least spend 1 month with a missionary, you will at least know the mental, spiritual, physical struggles they are going through. I'm not belittling anybody visiting. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying. And if there was 911, there is no 911 in Malawi. We would have called it 3 or 4 times. Many of the time, Joy's pressure was like 185 or 106. Many days. And she was asking, should we go to the hospital? We are afraid to go to the hospital. We never know what is going to be given. It is not like Kenya. It is not like South Africa. Malawi is one of the most poorest country in the world. Medical facilities are very, very minimal. I'm just saying one of the challenges. So there's no 911, but there is only 000. That is a direct dialing to heaven. And when you are in that situation, you will know. And it is really difficult and challenging, but God has protected us. And one of the brothers said, thank God that you came in one piece. When I thought about that, that is true. Brother, what he said is very correct. He did not know anything about what we were going through, but he just said. So, for all this, one thing is sure, because of the prayers of hundreds of people for us. And that is really true. And we still need your prayers. I don't ask for anything. I don't request for anything. Mission work is expensive, but we don't put up any projects. Yet there are so many things going on. But God is faithful. And that's what we want to see. So we just came for 2 months. We'll be going again August 26th, just for 2 months. Because of traveling and all. One page visa will go in Africa, so my passport, jumbo passport, is for both of ours. So we need to renew our passport, then we'll be going for 6 months, because 10 months too much. And there is zero social even now. We don't have anybody there. And in that kind of environment, when staying in a village, you can imagine. So can you please continue to pray for us? Ministry is growing very well now. So as I said, because we are working so hard, the only reason that we were working so hard for the Lord, God has given us a vision. We are not just there to say that there are few churches. This is what God is doing through us. The main agenda God has put us there, God has to bring souls. Churches have to be there. And even when we pass away from this world, that mission should continue. That is our whole mission. So everything we are working towards, that you can imagine, training the people, equipping the local leadership and building them up. That is the main thing that we are doing. So you need to please pray for that. So 30 people got baptized. Still there are many more people to get baptized. So we need to bring them from each and every church because they don't have any facilities at the local church. So as you saw, kids meetings, we have 300 kids in our mission compound. For Awana, we get 100 kids almost every week. For any special meeting, we can get 300 plus. So Joyce is 101% devoted for that. I don't take much kids classes, but they love me. They call me Uncle Vinoji. So I do the discipline. So, they call Joyce Mama Joyce. So how do you know when you go 5-6 kilometers away from the mission, sometimes you can hear a voice when we travel, "Hey, Uncle Vinoji." So these are some of our kids who got saved there. They all are not with us. They go to different churches, but over the time, maybe 13 years in Malawi especially, hundreds of kids have been saved through the kids' ministries. You saw the number of kids who are coming. That is one of the main ministries God has given to us. So please continue to pray for it. Now we have 11 churches and 15 plus workers. So we have decided, because of the challenges, if you go to a village, you can start a church. Then what you do after that is very important. We don't have enough local leadership. So for time being, we stop the expansion and we want to take care of these 11 churches. Whatever is coming naturally, we will take it. But, we need to strengthen these assemblies. We need to embolden them. We need to, teach them well. That is why we stop the expansion for time being. Yeah, but, we have a good group of people. So you may not understand when I say this. So we had to say goodbye to 4 of our workers. But we have to pray with them. So that kind of environment we have created. Why we send them? Because they are not with us in the mission. I told you our mission. And one of them had a problem with the immoral thing. They have a tribal culture, you know that. They have so many family issues. One who was leading with us 13 years in the main mission compound. It wasn't easy. He had problems. We counseled him, but he continued that. So we had to take action. So Baba Kunjimanangal was there. Yeah, he knows that. All the people he knew, that person, he said that, they all said that, "Vinoji, you need to be very, very careful." 2 days we were worried and concerned. But since then, both of us, God has given us tremendous strength and courage. Because he's not a simple person. He's a very influential person. He's one of the trustees. He knows karate and kung fu. He calls me, like Papa. He wouldn't do anything because I did not do anything. Only I did good to him. But he had a problem sending him away. It wasn't easy, but he did not do anything. So, and we prayed with him. "Still, you can call me for anything." I call him if there is something else. But we could not keep him in the ministry because it will affect the ministry. All hard work we are doing, it will go away. So once he left, and so many things God has been bringing to us, to the light. So now we have a strong group of people who came to the mission maybe 10, 12 years. They are younger people, early 30s, late 20s, but they are very good. So each and every day I'm getting report from at least 6 of our senior brothers. So they are mentoring like 5, 6, 8 people. So it's on a good foot now, and please continue to pray. So what we have gone through the last 10 months, I think it paid for. That's what our vision, God is allowing us to continue. But, as we stay in a witchcraft village, there are a lot of challenges. So that is where we need much of the prayers. Alexander Gunangal and Andy also came there. But by the time we had to leave, and so many burnouts and even some health issues. So we had to leave a little earlier than we planned. And so they were there with Joji. So Joji was with us 4.5 months, helping with all the mission and all. Then God has opened another big door for them, where near to the place where they were staying. It was an abandoned ministry started by the Canadians with good facilities, hundreds of kids like we have here. So they are so busy and God is using them. Thank God for that. And so please continue to pray for us. I'm so happy to be back and share a few words God has given to us. So let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verses 6 through 16. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 16. If anybody has gotten, you may please read it. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 to 16. Is that 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6? 6 verse 6 to 16? Yes. Amen. Thank you, Brother Renjit. Godliness and good confession of faith. So that's a topic I'm going to share this evening. So if you know that you have only a few more days left in this world, what you would do to take care of what God has entrusted in your hands? First and Second Timothy are answer to that. Titus and Timothy are Paul's young pastors. So Paul is entrusting these things into their hands and how things should be taken care in a local church. So 1 Timothy is written after the first imprisonment in Rome in AD 60-62. 2 Timothy is written before the last imprisonment. Well, Paul knew that he had only a few more years left in this world. And he understood the limitations of time, space, and inability to reach everywhere where he started the churches. I feel the same in a very limited way. So where all I started the churches, I can't reach there. Mombasa, Ukunda, so many places in Kenya. So I can well relate with what Paul is saying. And building the future leadership, that's critical and that's the most important thing in Christian ministry. So when we know that we don't have so many years left, what we think and do for Christ is very important. These are the last words I said. This is the last book. This is the will of Apostle Paul. He doesn't have any other bill left. He doesn't have any investments. He doesn't have any 401k. He doesn't have any retirement income. He doesn't have anything. I'm not saying that they are wrong. But with regard to Apostle Paul, he doesn't need to worry about any of these things, money matters, physical things, material things. That is why he was content, and that is why he was happy. So he is charging Timothy, encouraging him about things that are of eternal value. When we get old in our life, when we come into the last years in our life, what we do? To be happy, to be content, to be joyous, less our things. Rather than accumulating things, if we are going to add up more things, we are going to add our burdens and struggles and pain and things. What is the most important people are seeking for in this world? Believers or unbelievers? What is that one word? Peace. Do you have peace on a daily basis? We will get peace. How? The first song, first stanza, simply trusting in His name. That's what, it's very important. So Timothy might have been saved in the first missionary journey, Acts chapter 14. And he might have joined with Apostle Paul in the second missionary journey, Acts chapter 15. He traveled with him to Asia Minor, today's Turkey, Macedonia, and Greece. Paul left him in Ephesus when he left for Macedonia. So that is where he's writing this letter from. He has almost 16 years of experience with Apostle Paul. So when we were on our way back, so God has given us an opportunity to visit some of the places in Europe. This some of these biblical places. Let me just talk about one place, Ephesus. So Timothy is in Ephesus. Paul is writing to him. And what we read about Ephesus and what we know about Ephesus is nothing when we go and visit that place. Why Paul spent most of his ministry time there? How many years he spent there? Almost 3 years, two months, almost 9 months. Why did he spend that much time there? Because that was the center of Christianity that time. You know the seven churches in Asia Minor? They were just the representative of those hundreds of churches in Asia Minor, the second biggest province in Roman Empire. Now we know the importance of this place. So there were so many churches, and Christianity was spreading like anything. Seven churches were taken as just representatives of these hundreds of churches. And Timothy was there. And Apostle John was there. Even when I went there, I went to a house believed to be the house of the, Mother Mary. Because, when Jesus died, he left the mother at the care of John. So it says that tradition says she was brought to Ephesus. And, Mother Mary was taken care by St. John, Aquila and Priscilla. This place is known for the Diana. This word came from Appa's, a girl's name, from BC 1000. Can you imagine that from David's time until 400 AD, this city was very famous. And also this was known for, there was a big library and the Celsus, that library was the third largest library in the world during Paul's time. That is why when Paul preached, many people brought their magic books, books about the witchcraft, and they burned it. So many pundits calculate and say that $50,000 worth of book. So Ephesus is a place that most of the miracles happen through Apostle Paul. It was one of the most important cities in the world after Rome. That's the reason that Paul spent the 3 years. So you know what God, the Spirit has said, if you don't repent, the lampstand will be removed. So that is a lesson for all of us. What God is looking in a Christian, it is said here at the last place, the Christian virtues. So if we don't have the love to love a brother, we are gone. We can preach, we can teach, we can do the mission work, we can do tremendous things. But if you don't have the basic thing, Ephesian church, there was no church like Ephesian church in Christendom. One of the best churches with doctrine, with teaching, with help, wonderful people. They were there almost 300 years. But when they came towards the first century, when the church completed almost 50 years, it was going on a decline. The reason? You left the first love. Do we have a heart to love others? God's people, another, which is very important. So I just said about this when I said about that Ephesus. So false doctrine, false teachers were creeping into the church. That is why Paul is warning Timothy. Timothy, be careful. It is almost 8 years since Paul started the church. This was a model church once. So Paul is giving how to have order in the church and how to find faithful men, which is even today one of the biggest tasks for a pioneer missionary or anybody starts a church or a ministry. If they want to entrust the ministry to somebody, to find a faithful man, that is the most difficult thing. Paul is telling Timothy how to find faithful men, how to conduct himself, because he is in his early 30s. He might have been saved when he was 14 or 15 or 16. So he is in his early 30s. As Paul is leaving the scene, the most important work is going to come on him. He is going to be in charge. He must be bold. He must be courageous. He should take the step. So that is why he is giving all these advices in 1st and 2nd Timothy. This has become a wonderful letter for many Christians. Paul is talking about godliness in chapter 6. J. Packer. Alexander Kurinangal told me about that book, J. Packer, Knowing God. There was a book. It's a wonderful book about theology proper. And many of the Bible school follow that book. He was a wonderful man, British man who came to Vancouver Island. He said about godliness like this. Godliness is responding to God's revelation in trust and obedience, faith and worship, praise and prayer, submission and service. Life must be seen and lived in the light of God's word. That is true religion. Today, what is religion? Legalism is religion today. It has come into all the churches. So this is what true religion is. That is what he is saying. Godliness with contentment is great gain, affirms a proper perspective on money and material things. Please listen to this. How people earn money, how they keep it, how they use it, what they say when they have enough. That talks a lot about our relationship with the Lord. Bible says, don't be greedy. Paul says that be content in the book of Philippians chapter 4. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have even a pillow. He's saying that as if he has everything. Be content. Be happy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Philippians has got 4 chapters, 104 verses. But 19 verses says that touches about be happy, be rejoicing. It's very important. Paul is saying be content. Are we content? When we get into golden age, I'm not at there. There's a natural, worry or concern or difficulty, those who are passing through. I can understand that. But that is why God's word says that I will never, never, never leave you or forsake you. Because God knows that is the time that we need more grace and more help from the Lord. Yes, God is ready to give us that. But we should do our part also. We can be content, happy, rejoicing in the Lord. And I will guard you and help you. Let me just continue because of the time. Continue and finish. True godliness is trusting in God to provide for everything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I was just thinking when we went to Kenya 20 years before. Joel was 8 years old. Julia was just 5 years old. There's a lot of uncertainty. Who will help us? How we are going to live? 10 times expenses higher than India. I tell people, we did not go from America, we went from India. But I should say one thing, we gave our all. God gave the best for us. By myself, I cannot visit or any other country. God has taken me to taken us to many countries. All glory to Him. So God gives us richly all things to enjoy. God is not opposed to good things in life. Don't get me wrong. God is giving us richly all things to enjoy. And also it says, every good and perfect gift is coming from the Lord. James 1:17. But we must not confuse the gift with the giver. When we get, we will say that God has blessed me abundantly. God has given us enough and more. But giver is there. What are we doing with the giver? Gift is not the most important thing. Giver is not the most important thing. That is why Job could say that when even when he lost everything, he said that God gave me, God took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the whole world was against Martin Luther, he said, one plus God is equal to majority. These false teachers have neither godliness nor contentment. They have only arguments. I don't have time to explain. Let me just touch and go. People who have arguments, disputes, envy, jealousy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, wrangling, corrupt mind. Watch out these people. Sometimes they can also come to the church. If leadership is not careful, they can destroy our church. It has happened in many places. They have wrong motive. For them, godliness is a means to gain, to build their own kingdom. Love, it says that here, love of money is the root cause of all evil. Not the money, but the love of money. Money we can use in various ways, in good ways. And we live in a society that giving a wrong impression that making money is the most important thing in life. Am I correct? Yes. We are living in a society giving a wrong impression that making money is the most important thing in life. No, there are so many other things. We must work hard. We should make money. But it all should be within God's will and God's word. Money can come and go. We can come and go. Money and both of us can come and go. That is why Jesus asked the rich young ruler, you will die tonight. Then who will get everything that you have worked for? Greediness, covetousness, everything is against practicing godliness. So Paul is telling Timothy, so O man of God, flee these things and follow this. What are the things we should follow? This is the only place the word man of God is used. It's very important. In Old Testament it is used, in the New Testament I'm talking. See, these are the things that we should follow. It says godly righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. These are good qualities of a Christian. And Martin Luther said about love, God doesn't love us because we are worth. And we think that because of our worth, God is loving. No. He said that we are of worth because He loves us. Lay hold on eternal life, living in eternal perspective. If we can get this principle about eternal perspective, that is the biggest thing in life. Everything must be seen in eternal perspective. Life must be lived in eternal perspective. That means we are not going to live here 100 years. If we live over 80 years, we need to depend on somebody. If we live healthy, then praise God. And think that we are not going to live here all our life. And we need to trust in God. This says that. That is why that Jim Elliot said, Lord, I don't desire a long life, but I desire a full life. He wrote it down in his diary at the age of 25, the best graduate from Wheaton College. And within few years, he died. He was the best athlete. He died. He gave his all before going to Africa. I read his biography 2 times. I had only tears in my eyes. He impacted hundreds and thousands of people. They made decisions for him. He died at the age of 25. If we cannot impact anybody positively, our life is not fruitful. If we cannot make a difference in others' life, we are not going to be fruitful. We try to live for others, not for ourselves. God is honoring that. If we can do that, God will bless us. Let me just conclude here. Paul is giving us a wonderful conclusion. I just thought, why is he giving about all the attributes about God? Almighty, all-powerful, King of kings and Lord of lords, immortal, invincible God. Yet loving and accessible. This is what? Paul, I am going to leave the scene very soon. You are going to be in charge of hundreds of these churches. You are going to be a leader. You need to stand strong. You need to be bold. You need to be courageous. And many people can attack the church. Being in a pioneer field, it's not easy. And there are so many challenges can come. So I said in our church, it is like leading a company, but you know, with the biblical principles. Leading a company, you can write, if you want to send out somebody, send away. You can just write a letter and send him away. Doesn't go here. But when somebody is working with the mission, if you want to send him away, you need to follow the biblical principle. Otherwise, it will hurt you. It will be difficult for the mission. It will be difficult for you. So many things. So if we sacrifice few things in life, it is worth. If we serve him sacrificially, it is worth. If we give our money, time and energy, it is worth. We must be content and fulfilled through him because he is everything to us. Life will be more peaceful and joyful when we understand and live by it because Christ is our all-sufficient God. So there is a song that we sing. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me and made everything new. He is my everything. And now how about you? See, the world that we are going through, it is very difficult. It is not fair. It is not righteous. It is not, there is no justice. We may get worried when we see all this news. Just calm yourself. We have a wonderful God. We have a great, big, wonderful God. Paul is telling Timothy, Timothy, don't worry. We are serving a great, big, wonderful God. When we were going through these problems, nobody could help us. God had to help, you know, only he himself had to help us. He said that you are serving me. You are serving a big, wonderful God. He is our consolation. He is our peace. He is our joy. He is our encouragement. And anybody, not only the missionaries, when we go through the difficulties and trials and struggles and temptations in our life, misunderstanding, missionaries get a lot of misunderstanding. Even I get a lot of misunderstanding. I don't know why I get a lot of misunderstanding. I don't disturb anybody or I don't say anything bad about anybody. I don't work bad for anybody, but still people can say bad about me. So that is how the world is. When that happens, you think about Jesus, you think about Joseph, you think about David. Don't get discouraged. Be encouraged in the Lord. And it is very important. May God help us. Thank you so much. We request your prayers. Thank you so much for praying for us. Thank you. God bless you.